can't look at the rocket launch, the trophy wives of the astronauts, and I won't listen to their words, 'cause I like birds.
Well, good morning. It is 8:13 and a very nice 60 degrees. Welcome to Birdwatch, sponsored by Waddell's Nursery, Floral Garden and Bird Center at the corner of 12th Street and Millam Road. Also by the River Lake Inn, located near Colon. And now your host for Birdwatch, Roger Taylor. Morning, Rog.
Hi, Lair. How you doing?
Beautiful.
It is a beautiful morning
gorgeous
out there,
I
at
like
least
this.
When I came in.
Oh, yeah. No, it's nice.
But we'll get right to the trivia
All
question.
Right.
It's an audio question. And there is a local connection to this bird. Could you turn the volume up just a little?
Sure.
There we go. This bird is seen locally. And if you can tell us who that is, you get yourself the usual prizes, a 20-pound bag of Rogers Blend from our friends at Waddell's, a gift certificate to the River Lake Inn, where if you take a friend with you for dinner, your meal is half price. And for the first time this year, you get yourself a 2014 Southwest Michigan Land Conservancy calendar. And the art in it is, as always, amazing. It is done by local artists, the plein air artists of West Michigan. And this coming year's calendar is no exception. The calendar itself is a work of art. And it also signals that 2013 is coming to an end. So if you can identify this bird, you get all those prizes. And 382-4280, 877-382-4280 are the numbers to call if you can identify the bird. And, well, let's take the first call and see if they get it right.
Linda and Lawrence, good morning.
Hey, Linda, how are you?
Not bad, but now that I heard that bird again, I'm thinking I'm wrong. So I'm just, it sounds like my morning does when they take off.
Nope.
I don't think that's it.
Nope, it isn't. But thanks for giving it a shot.
Yeah, and I sad to say, out of the 12 hummingbirds, most of them have left. I've got like 5 left now.
Really?
Yeah.
It's that time of year. The males start leaving in the latter part of August. And
yeah, but I hate this. But I was getting kind of tired of making all that syrup all the time.
Yes, yes, yes. But it is there is a sense of melancholy when they start heading
south. Yeah,
it's
like we were just talking about their arrival.
Yeah,
now.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Time goes fast
it
when
does.
You're having fun.
Yep. All right.
Hey, thanks, Linda.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You, Linda. Let's go to Terry in Plainwell. Good morning, Terry.
Yes. Hey, good morning.
Hi.
Wondering if that's like a Kentucky warbler?
No, I'm sorry it's not.
Mm. Okay.
But thanks for giving it a shot.
Oh, thank you so much.
Thanks, Terry.
Bye-bye.
All right. We have Mary in Kalamazoo. Good morning, Mary.
Hi, Mary.
Hi.
Got a guess.
Flicker?
No, I'm sorry it's not.
Okay,
but
thanks.
Thanks for taking a guess.
Okay.
All right. Doug in Portage, you have a guess for us.
Yes. Would it be a killdeer?
No, and I could see why you would say that, but no, it is not a killdeer. Sorry, Doug.
Okay, bye.
Thanks for taking a shot.
All right. Well, we're
Let's give people a listen to this again.
Kind of a tricky one today, Raj.
Yes, yes.
All right, let's go to Nancy in Kalamazoo. Good morning, Nancy.
Hi, Nancy.
Good morning. Hello.
Do you have a guess for us?
Is it a cardinal?
No, I'm sorry, it's not.
Wow, we're really
but thanks.
Have a tough one today,
yeah,
Raj.
Yeah, it is. This is a bird that is seen locally. It was in the news because the Nature Center was involved in putting up a platform for this bird. And while we're waiting for more guesses on who that bird is, I mentioned that we're giving away a Southwest Michigan Land Conservancy 2014 calendar. And coincidentally, today is the day of the 6th annual Waukenaw Art Walk. And that takes place at the Waukenaw Preserve, north of Glen, south of Saugatuck and Douglas. And it is just off Blue Star Highway. And a lot going on there, free wagon rides, the plein air artists, the people who contributed the art in the calendar will be there working on art. And there's a special guest artist, Douglas David from Indianapolis. And at 3 o'clock, there'll be a raffle to win an original painting from the 2014 calendar. And you can take self-guided tours of their of the actual preserve itself. Admission is free. It'll be held rain or shine, as long as there's no thunder. And it seems from the weather forecast, there's no risk of that. If you want directions, just go to the Southwest Michigan Land Conservancy website, and it is the Waukenaw Preserve, where the art walk is taking place today.
All right. We got them lined up, Raj.
Okay.
Let's try that again. We have Ed in Portage. Good morning, Ed.
Hey, Ed.
Hey, morning, Roger. Is that by any chance an osprey?
You caught me with a mouthful of water. yes, that is an osprey.
All
and
right,
Ed, for getting that right, you get yourself a 20-pound bag of Rogers Blend from Waddell's. You get a gift certificate to the River Lake Inn, and you are the first winner of a 2014 Southwest Michigan Land Conservancy calendar.
I love that calendar.
Oh, yeah. Nice. And the new one is every bit as pretty as last year's, or this year's, I should say.
Yeah,
this is a tricky thing because this is actually next year's calendar.
Hey, Roger, where did they put that? I didn't know they put a platform up there. Are they doing it? Whereabouts?
It's on the
river?
It's on the Georgia Pacific property off of East Michigan, on the north side of the river. And it's been used, although I'm not certain the birds used it this year. I really don't know. That platform was put up on top of a telephone pole last year by the Nature Center. So we actually have osprey nesting right near downtown Kalamazoo. Pretty amazing.
That's cool. That's
yeah.
Great.
Yeah. Hey, hold on, Ed. We're going to send you back into Carolyn. She's going to need some information from you, and then dinner for you and the birds and a calendar is all on us.
All right. Well done, Ed. Appreciate that.
Yeah.
All right. And we're going to go back to the phones once again. Here we have Jenny in Kalamazoo. Good morning, Jenny.
Hi, Jenny.
Good morning, Roger. I just have a comment. The one lady said that her doves are leaving. My doves stay all winter long.
I think she said she had talked about her doves, but she was specifically talking about the male hummingbirds leaving.
Oh, I didn't hear that hummingbird thing.
Ah, okay.
Yeah. My doves stay all winter.
Yeah, mine do too. Mostly because I feed them. And I'd stay all winter if somebody would feed me. Hey, thanks, Jenny. You have a good day.
Okay, you too.
Thanks, Jenny. Now we chat with Mary and Lawton. Good morning.
Hi, Mary.
Good morning, Roger. I'm seeing a lot of the yellow jackets around the hummingbird feeders, and I was wondering about spraying some soapy water to keep those away.
No, I really would just let nature take its course there. This time of year, the competition for nectar sources gets intense. The hummingbirds are in what's called hyperphagia, getting ready to head to Central America, and the bees are getting ready to hibernate for the winter. And both are driven to get to a nectar source. And so, no, I would just let nature take its course there. The hummingbirds and the bees will all work it out.
Sounds good, Roger.
Okay,
thanks. All righty, thank you.
All right, thank you, Mary. And now we have
A commercial.
Okay.
Waddell's Big Country Fair and Community Garage Sale is going on this weekend. There's lots of fun for everybody, including super deals at the garage sale, plus entries to see in 20 flower, fruit, and vegetable categories. The 20 categories are listed at Waddells.com. Get some great deals shopping the super sales at the community garage sale today from 9 to 3. Save 20 to 75% off selected gardening items, perennials, trellises, trees, outdoor furniture, garden decor items, and pond supplies. Inside Waddell's store will be even more super deals. For something unusual in your landscape, check out the dappled willow tree, a fragrant viburnum tree, or maybe even a topiary evergreen. You'll save 25 to 50% off on these beautiful focal point trees. Be sure to visit the Water Garden Department, where most everything is on sale. And to make your shopping even more fun, there'll be popcorn, mini hot dogs, and mini sliders. Come see the winning vegetable and flower entries all weekend and take advantage of the super savings at the Big Country Fair and Community Garage Sale today in Waddell's parking lot on Texas Drive at the corner of Milam and 12th Street. Through the end of August, River Lake Inn's chef Mark Bailey presents three features you won't want to miss. First is the River Lake Inn's signature Pittsburgh prime rib, a handsome cut of aged prime rib with a special rub of herbs and spices, grilled to perfection and served with your choice of potato and full salad bar. Second, due to its popularity, River Lake Inn continues to feature potato parmesan-crusted fresh walleye, a succulent fresh fillet of walleye encrusted in a delicious golden brown potato and parmesan cheese crust. And again, it comes with your choice of potato and full salad bar. The third, a new addition, is the tantalizing Chipotle Peach Glazed Chicken, a perfect blend of hot and sweet. It, too, comes with a choice of potato. The gardens are in full summer bloom. Enjoy a relaxing stroll through the gardens, the ponds, and the nature trails with family and friends at Southwest Michigan's most tranquil restaurant setting. For details and directions, go to riverlakeinn.com or give them a call at 269-432-2626.
All right, let's go back to the phones, Raj. We have a question from Phyllis in Pawpaw. Good morning, Phyllis.
Hi, Phil. How are you doing?
Good morning. I'm doing very well, thank you. I'm curious about the Baltimore Orioles.
Uh-huh.
I still have about six of them here. And isn't it late?
Yes. But not terribly late. The earliest ones leave in late July, in early August. And what you may be seeing are the juveniles. They don't migrate as a family group. The birds migrate when an individual's hormone levels get to the point where it tells them to migrate. Yeah. And the juveniles, because they have to put on the most weight before their hormones get to that level, are the last to leave. And so I would suggest that you're either seeing juveniles or adults that nested to the north of here, and they're on their way south and visiting your feeders, I assume, in that process.
If they were migrants, they wouldn't stay for a whole month, would they?
No. So likely it is birds that were around you, and they're either a late migrant, you know, not everybody's hormone levels are the same, and or they're juveniles.
Do they go as a group ever, or do they just take off and go on their own?
No, they just take off and go on their own. Mm-hmm. The migration north, there is competition to get to nesting sites, and so they tend to all show up in large numbers at the same time. But that's really more coincidence than it is they're planning to travel together. But the southward migration is much more diffuse, and they don't travel in a flock, so to speak.
These were really thin, you know, a month ago, so I figured they probably were juveniles.
Yeah, yep, that's a good guess.
But I have three males, three females.
Ah.
And that's the most I've ever seen together.
Oh, neat. Well, enjoy them while you got them.
Yeah, well, they're getting fat.
Hey, thanks.
All right. We
have a call from Dan on the line. Dan, I will talk to you off the air after the show, since the music is signaling to me. We're at the end of the show. Have a good weekend, everybody. Thanks for listening, and I'll talk to you Monday afternoon in the trifecta.
Thank you, Raj. Thanks for listening to this edition of Birdwatch. Join us next Saturday at 8 a.m. for Birdwatch, brought to you by Waddell's Nursery, Floral Garden, and Bird Center, with a corner of 12th Street and Millam Road, and by the River Lake Inn, located near Colon. Up next, CBS and local news, then Around the Home with Greg Crawford on 590 WKZO.
If you're small and on the search, I've got a few.